The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. That's what the Bible teaches us. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Yeah. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a question, and I'm not even sure I like asking it, but here's the question. What area in life do we need to be more gentle in? See, for me, it has a lot to do with getting in a car and driving on a road. But it could be many areas for many people, so we're encouraging you to think that one through. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like finding a great new donut shop. Ooh, that's a good one, right? Oh, yeah, I love that one. How about that one?
Almost made me cry. Such a great compliment.
That is just like, right? You're probably like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it's like talking to you, brother. Here's the bottom line. We want you to call us. If you can't call us, that's cool. We want you to text us then. If you can't text us, that's cool. We want you to email us. So you can text us, by the way. You do 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. A little slower so that people can catch on. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, we'd like you to send an email. If you can't call or if you can't text, you can send an email. We get those emails. I move a little slower on the emails. It's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's because of my very expensive Chromebook. It moves a little slower, therefore they all move a little slower. You just email david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, david@hemustincrease.org, and we will do our best to respond to you in a timely fashion. We got a lot going on. We're going to get to trivia in a little bit. We'll send you up to the website in a little bit, but let's talk about some of the things. We got some big prayer requests, and we want to bring them before the Lord, so I'm going to share them with you. One of the big things about our show, and one of the things that we try to operate in is, look, we're here to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, and to bless one another. I understand if you don't agree with everything I say. I don't agree with everything I said 20 years ago. I don't know why it'd be a surprise for anybody else. Here's the other part of that. The idea is to strengthen one another and to help one another draw closer to the Lord as we see his return, the return of Jesus Christ, getting closer and closer. We believe the power of prayer changes the universe because God controls the universe, not just your relationships, not just your situations, but things that are so far past you, even to the point of, get this, raising the dead and having seas split wide open so people can walk on dry ground. That's the power of prayer. Stopping the movement of the sun and the moon, everything putting on hold because God says, I'm saying yes to that request. That's what we believe, that God answers prayers. In lieu of that, we're going to petition the Lord right off the bat. We've got three major things that we want to pray about. One, as most of you know, I had a chance to talk to my daughter. My daughter has just a marvelous family. It's her and her hubby and, Jared, he's just a great guy, and they've got four wonderful kids. One of the kids is very challenged, very, very difficult in their circumstance. It was, in fact, yesterday, Isaiah Anthony's birthday. He's the one that we actually went to see, Julianne, and that night her water broke, and then he went to the hospital and he was born. We went out to Tennessee. It was kind of cool. So we know this very, very intimately. So we had a great chance to chat. And then I talked to Julianne afterwards. They're doing well, but they definitely need a stay angel, somebody who will stay with them, that's a nurse that can hang out with them and help them. They actually were able to, because of Jared's mom, get a date night in, which for them is impressive. They just want to try and have one once a month. That's how busy they have to be in this. So we're going to pray for the Lord to help them in that circumstance. We are also going to pray for Aunt Deb. Aunt Deb's got a situation she's got to deal with. It's not the most comfortable situation. We don't have all the details, and we don't need all the details. What we need to know is that God is bigger than her circumstance. And instead of her fighting the anxiety, we're going to be asking for the peace that passes all understanding to keep her heart and her mind steadfast in the Lord, recognizing that Jesus is at her side, right? The third thing we're going to be praying about, wow, a lot of prayer, Dave, yes. We have a new listener. His name is Fred, and Fred sent me a very beautiful email, and I want to make sure that we acknowledge it. I'm not going to go into every nuance or detail, but in his situation, his mother and his father are doing very poorly health-wise. Now, wait. You think you got a lot going on? His sister-in-law, his other sister-in-law, and his brother-in-law all are having serious medical issues. That, of course, is affecting everybody in the family. So there's at least six people that have very, very serious issues. Fred's just asking for prayer. He's totally before the Lord saying, yep, whatever the Lord wants, but this is not easy on a family. So let's also pray for Fred and his family and everybody that's going through it for healing and for comfort and for confidence. So let's bring it before the Lord. Take that little bit of faith. Maybe you got a dime's worth of faith, a nickel's worth of faith, a quarter's worth of faith, a dollar's worth of faith. Let's take all of our values of faith and combine them together and petition the Lord, because nothing is impossible to him that believes. And we believe that God can do anything. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and as we often do, Lord, first thing we do is we thank you and we praise you, because you are phenomenal. You are awesome to us. Your kindness exceeds us every single day. And so I'll be a little selfish, Lord. I'll lift up my daughter first, and I'm just asking you that you can bring somebody into their lives, a nurse, a helper, a stay angel, that can give Jared and Julianne some strengthening, some relief, some grace. You would pour joy and peace and mercy into their home. You would touch Easton, that he would rise up greater than anybody anticipated. And you would bless that family and everybody that has participated. They're the finest Christians I know. And I ask you to bless them. They're my blood, but they're your kids first. So take care of your kids. And Lord, I lift up one of my dearest sisters in all of your kingdom. I lift up Aunt Deb to you. I just pray for the peace that passes all understanding to keep her heart and her mind steadfast in you. Lord, you tell us. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusts in thee. Her circumstance, we don't even need to know. What we need her to know, and what she needs to know, and what we want you to tell her, is that you are right next to her in every step she's taking. And she doesn't need to be afraid. She doesn't need to have anxiety. She needs to remain confident. She does not have to fear evil, for you are with her. And I pray that psalm would resonate in her heart and mind. And Lord, I want to lift up Fred, who's a newer listener. And Lord, that's a list, Lord. And you know what I'm talking about. That's a big list. He's got his mom. He's got his dad. He's got his sister. He's got his sister-in-law, brother-in-law. People are going through it in that family. So first and foremost, we want to pray that you would comfort Fred and all the people that are petitioning on their behalf. Because it's hard to look at all of that and not be overwhelmed. And we pray for Fred in the name of Jesus that you would give him a strength and a confidence. And that you would bring healing relief into some of these people, some of their lives, that they might know and feel and experience the touch that comes from you. From the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And in that process, Lord, that you would give testimony and witness. We lift up Fred's family to you, ask you to bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, and comfort them, for you are the God of comfort. We lift all these people up to you, so many more. Lord, we could pray this entire show wouldn't even be scratching the surface. But you know every need of every child, and we ask you, Lord, to be faithful and true, to be the amen, and to help these people that are a part of our family. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, that's how we're rocking and rolling on this show today. Sometimes it goes different. Sometimes it goes just like that. That's how it's going to go right now. Let's get into the text, and then after the text, we'll get into the trivia, and then we will also send you up to the website. But let's first do the text. We are in Psalm 44. Psalm 44. We're almost a third of the way through the Psalms. Wowzer. In Psalm 44, again done by the sons of Korah, and here's what verse 1 has to say. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, the deeds you did in their days, in days of old, when you drove out the nations with your hand. Now listen to this. I want you to catch this. This is important for everybody that can hear my voice. Listen to what's written. We have heard with our own ears. Our fathers have told us about the deeds you have done in the days of old. It's amazing how powerful stories can be when they're passed down from parents to children and from grandparents to grandchildren. They have a sticking power that most people cannot even understand. When we tell our family, both young and old, about the great things God has done, not only written in the book of the Lord, but also inscribed on the hearts of those who have been told. These are things that take place. When you share the testimony that God has done something, it has a power that just by the Spirit permeates people's hearts and minds. And I always go back to this, and some of you guys, I know you don't get it, and I'm not even going to, it's no argument, nothing there. But I remember when I was born and raised Jewish, for those that don't know. Private Hebrew school. And my mom and I would talk occasionally about the faith after I went through the first 3 or 4 years of my faith, telling them that they were all going to the first Jewish church of hell. That's besides the point, because I was a little bit on fire and a little bit too loose in the sense that I was just blasting away all the time. So over 45 years, you kind of learn to have a little more temperance, a little more wisdom. One time we were talking, and she was asking me about the depth of my faith, and I told her about an experience I had with somebody who had an evil spirit. Isn't that weird? And you know what? Of all the things I had told my mom, of all the answers to prayers, she was the most fascinated by that. If you would have asked me what would have fascinated her, I would have given you 1,000 other things. But that really caught her attention. So I explained what happened, what I thought was going on, what probably was going on versus even what I thought was going on. I kind of shared the whole thing. And she was absolutely riveted by the power of the Spirit, listening to what God had done in this person's life, setting them free. Now listen, I didn't know that would happen. But God did. And what's important is that what we share with our family, things that God has done, even if it's old to young, and even if it's young to old, you be a person that shares. You don't have to share the story well. You just have to share the story. What has God done in your life? Have you told your family? Have you told your kids about that prayer that God answered that gave you deliverance and put a blanket of comfort around you and helped you be secure for that time where you were feeling insecure? Have you shared that? It sounds so vulnerable. It sounds so inappropriate to tell your child. It's not. It sounds so appropriate to tell your parents. It's not. It's not inappropriate to tell the people we love about the one who loves us the most and the things that he's done for us. And again, if you don't even know how, I don't even know how, Dave. I don't even know where to start. I get it. I mean, I totally get it. One of the things that I started doing, just because it helps me, and I don't know if it'll help you, and I'm not putting it on you as a burden, is I would write down almost bullet points, things that God has done. And I just started keeping a list. And I just keep adding to the list and adding to the list. I'm still adding to the list, right? Right now, there's about 1,100 things since I've been in Texas. And that doesn't count for about 5,000 of them. But my point is, you share it. You tell them. I'll tell my kids, this happened. The Lord did this. We had this take place. And I talk to them as though they would fully get it, and maybe they won't fully get it. But there's always that opportunity where God speaks to them in great depth and takes what I say and uses it to change their lives for an even closer walk with him. Right? We don't know. He knows. So here, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, the days of old. Share the things God has done, as those have an imprint on children and others who hear them. Get it? Okay. Here we go into trivia. After the trivia, I'm going to send you up to the website. Let's see if you guys can figure this first one out. Should not be too difficult. Who was called the man after God's own heart? Who was called the man after God's own heart? Was it Abraham, Job, or David? Abraham, Job, or David? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So it doesn't matter if you're in San Diego where it's 1148 or in Dallas where it's 148. You can reach out to us and tell us what the answer is. Who was called the man after God's own heart? Was it Abraham, Job, or David? That's the question that we have for you. So keep in mind what the description is. That's important. It's the man after God's own heart. That's the description. Who was called the man after God's own heart? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. You are, Dave? You're going to send us up to the website? Yes. And I'm going to tell you this. Giving is a phenomenally fantastic idea from my perspective. I will say that somebody called today. I just want to say thank you. It was really nice of him. And it was Howard. And Howard called, and he doesn't like using PayPal, which some people don't really just like it. They want to talk to somebody. So I just want to tell you that if you ever need to call me directly, it takes about a minute if you want to give directly and not use the PayPal stuff. You just can't call me during the show to do it because I can't stop and do everything during the show. Anyway, I just want to let you know that is always available for people. But we also want you to check things out on the website regardless if you can give or not. We want you to check it out because there's articles, there's encouraging videos, there's encouraging audios, there's different things, there's access to 4,500 hours of podcasts, which is quite a bit for a lot of people, maybe a little too much, but that's okay. Bottom line is on the website, you can do all these things and check them all out. Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Check all that out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Mananachu. Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatoto. Mechanicho.
See, I know it's Star Warsy, but the first three sounds sound like a dog.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the sound effect of a dog barking.
If it was bird, it'd be like, roof, roof, get up. It's 1 a.m. Anyway, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. This is JD.
Hey, JD, do me a favor. Turn your radio down or put up your window. One of the two. You got a little echo going on there.
Okay, I just turned the radio off, but I'm putting up the windows also.
There you go. All right, my
Thanks,
brother.
Sir.
You're ready for this one?
Okay. It was the man who wrote most of the Psalms.
It was the.
And who's also your namesake.
That is correct. I'm going to know what his name is. JD!
Yes, sir.
Excellent job. And that's really important because it's amazing. David wasn't perfect. And we all know, you look at his life and it's like he wasn't perfect in a lot of different areas, okay? Especially the whole Uriah the Hittite thing. But his heart was towards the Lord. And while he did make mistakes, he had a greater pathway and a greater passion for God than anything else. He wanted more of God in his life. That's
yes.
the way it is.
Amen.
Excellent job, sir. Excellent, excellent job. I just want to commend you on that. Fantastic, and I appreciate it deeply.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Great job. Great call, brother. Excellent. Okay. I just get excited. You start talking about stuff like this. I start losing my mind. It's not a lot to lose, my wife told me yesterday.
You sounded like the Ewok in a... website.
Oh, yeah, Leanne thinks that you're sure it's not Gremlins. It's like, no, I'm not sure. Although I did meet Hoyt Axton, who was in the original Gremlins movie, but that's a whole separate issue. That's when he was alive. All right, let's go back to the text. Okay. That's right. This is the show. You're listening. Nobody's forcing you. I just want to point out, what does that say about you? All right, here we go back to the text. It says this in Psalm 44, verse 2. You drove out nations with your hand, but them you planted, referring to Israel. You afflicted peoples and cast them out. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance because you favored them. Uh-oh, we need to pick this truth up and live with it. Just like our brother just did that trivia question and got exactly how I wanted him to say it, this truth connects with that. The psalmist, now these are the sons of Korah, okay? They give credit where credit's due. They say, Israel did not take possession of the land by their sword, nor did they save themselves. It was the right hand of God and the light of his countenance that gave them victory they needed. You know who got that better than anybody? David. The psalmist David got to understood that principle, that he knows as much as he could do, it's the Lord. It's not by his power. Remember what the scripture says in the minor prophets. It's not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, it says in Zechariah. So it's like important for us to grasp, it's not us. It's not happening. You're not getting that victory because you're smooth. Oh, you're great. Listen. I think it's very important for us to reflect Jesus more and more. You're saved. Well, why didn't Jesus just take me when I'm saved? Because he wants you to be an image of Jesus Christ to everybody else. More and more, reflecting the image, 2 Corinthians 3:17-18, glory by glory, step by step. But in understanding that, we get this. This is because of God. And Israel didn't acquire their land because of their own sword power. They didn't acquire the land because their own arm saved them. They got it because God favored them and poured the light of his countenance upon them. Hey, here's a pretty wild thought. Jesus being the light of the world, and he poured Jesus into your life. So I guess you're favored. So I guess then we can conclude that your victories will come because of the Lord, which is important because if it's based on you, you already know that's not the most stable thing there is. But if it's based on him, with whom there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning, he is our rock, and that is what the favor is based on, him. So it doesn't change. Wow. I want that. I want to live that way. I want to have that going on in my life every single day. Why? Because that's the way to live, in victory, with the favor of the Lord because of his countenance. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. If you're in San Diego, we want you to keep listening to the show. Go to hemustincrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, you probably don't have to go very far. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody, look, I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. When you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, "What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me." There's a whole teaching on it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is. God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers. Good believers. Great believers. Fantastic believers. Lousy believers. Believers. And everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, "Hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know." I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is that sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case.